the Earl Ingram Show. Sandy Williams sitting in for Earl Ingram. Earl's off doing some important work for this last hour of the show, and I'm glad to be here to talk about some things that I think are important. Sam, how are you doing today? Is the sun coming out there in Waukesha?
Finally, I see her peeking through, Sandy.
Hopefully, see, I told you.
I'm glad. Yeah. I'm glad it's not just Milwaukee, finally.
Yeah, I didn't order it to come out, but I predicted it would come out. So, you know, it's I can't take full credit. You know, what? Before the break, I was talking about patriotism. And actually, on a couple of shows with Earl, I've tried to bring the subject up. And it's something that I find quite troublesome in today's world. And maybe since I was a young child. But, you know, after World War II, it was very clear in World War II who the good guys and bad guys were and what it took to be a patriot in the United States. And that was to get actively involved in the World War II effort. To serve in the military, to be in the Civil Defense Corps, to go to work as Rosie the Riveter in factories. The whole country had its shoulder to the stone and was pushing it up the hill together. And then during the 50s, we maybe lost our way a little bit because we became very preoccupied with communism. I think we had become worried about communism during the Depression because capitalism was sort of collapsing around us in the 30s during the Depression, and the Communist Party was kind of becoming an active and even sort of a strong movement in the United States because people were looking for something else, something better than this capitalist system that seemed to have collapsed and caused 25% to 30% unemployment and just terrible conditions in the United States and around the world. But World War II sort of brought everyone out of that. And by the end of World War II, the industry and manufacturing in the world had revived, or at least that in the United States had revived, and we were supplying the rest of the world. And we were set for a post-war boom like nothing we had ever experienced before. And capitalism was thriving, and the notion that communism would supplant the marketplace theories that were running our country were absolutely not valid concerns. But did we have those concerns? Yes. Joe McCarthy, the senator from Outagamie County, U.S. senator born in Outagamie County, Wisconsin, was scaring the country with the notion that we had communists perched secretly all through the government who were communist sympathizers who were going to take us down this red path. And the United States became very stridently anti-communist. And another fellow from Milwaukee, from Shorewood, Wisconsin, George Kennan, had in 1948 written a memo that was designed to be actually discussed and created the notion of detente in a Cold War, containment of Russia, containment of this beast USSR, which would be trying to expand its power throughout the globe. It wasn't based on any reality, but it was based on a fear that was generated in the post-World War II period when Stalin's troops moved into the Warsaw Pact countries which Roosevelt and Churchill had yielded to Russia and said, here, Russia, these are the Slavic countries of Eastern Europe, and they're essentially yours, they're in your hegemony, and we, the West, won't touch those areas they're yours to exert your influence over. So it wasn't as if Stalin took over the Warsaw Pact countries. He was essentially given them in a settlement, a post-World War II settlement that decided who had ledger domain, who had hegemony over various parts of the world, and we gave that to the USSR. So it wasn't grounds for us to believe that he was hell-bent on expanding beyond those lines, but we worried about it. And then, of course, in the 50s, Earl and I were crawling under our desks, worried about bombs that would be dropped on us and missiles that would be sent to us by this communist enemy that was all generated out of the feverish worries created during the McCarthy period. So patriotism at that point became very focused on something that was all wrapped up in the USSR as being that being the enemy because it was a communist predator. And we had that to look at until 1990. And we had sort of a unifying thread in the United States. Up through 1970, we had a draft army. So everyone in the country was conscripted or subject to being conscripted, at least all men were. And that kind of brought us all into a notion that we could be asked to serve in wars, and it maybe made us a little more conservative about any war that we would decide to get into. We created a volunteer military after the mid-70s, and our military began to be something that was occupied by people who were volunteers for it, and mainstream America had very little to fear about actually being called upon to participate in the adventurous wars that mainstream America began to urge us to become involved with. And every war we became involved with was described as being something that we were doing to preserve the safety of America. We went to Vietnam to preserve the safety of democracy in America. What were we worried about? At that point, I guess it was communism and the spread of communism from a little country called Vietnam, which was a highly nationalistic country just trying to develop out of its colonial period from France. But we went to war there, lost 50,000 people, spent a great deal of treasure, fractured our country socially and politically for decades. And then after that, where did we go next? Well, we went to several countries in South America to protect democracy. It frequently looked like we were going there to actually protect Chiquita Banana or some other kind of corporate interest. And then come 2000, we have 9/11, which obviously was wrenching, but we go to Afghanistan, and do we just go there to take out Al-Qaeda? No, we go there and stay for 20 years. And to what? Well, to save American democracy again? Not really. And the result of our military adventure there was to basically leave Afghanistan in a complete state of chaos. We go to Iraq for a reason we find out later wasn't even legitimate, to protect American democracy. Well, not so much. We went there to preserve and rebuild a democracy in Iraq. Did we accomplish that? No, we left Iraq in ruins. And always criticism of any of those activities was always viewed as unpatriotic. If you criticized the war in Vietnam during the time it was going on, the answer to you was America, love it or leave it. If you knelt, and furthermore, inside the United States, we had a great deal of problem, racial problems, and a black population that seriously believed, and with good cause, that they were not being treated justly in so many circumstances. But how did we treat black people of prominence who decided to exercise their voice and to make questions about that? Well, you know, we banned them from the NFL when they knelt during the Pledge of Allegiance. How do we define patriotism in the United States today? Is a patriot someone who wants to improve the United States and make it better? Or is a patriot someone who embraces everything the America does and criticizes none of it? Does a patriot merely have to recite the Pledge of Allegiance, carefully putting their hand over their heart, taking their hat off, saluting if they want to pretend they were in the military? Is that a patriot? Does that make you a patriot? Are you patriotic if you cheer on the military without participating in the military, and if you constantly applaud them for saving democracy for America? Does that make you a patriot? What is patriotism, and how should we define it? And how should we establish our foreign affairs? How should we pick our enemies? How should we pick our friends, and how should we treat them? These are the questions I would like all of you to think about and us all to become more active in. We have to take a break now, but I hope I can turn that switch on with some of you listeners. Lord knows there's got to be a better way. Oh, whoa!